An Extra Hand by Frumpologist. As an early investor in Weasley's Wizard Wheezes, Harry often receives inside information regarding the upcoming product line. Sometimes, he's even asked to test the products before they hit the market. Most of the time, these items are for school-aged children, which Harry is decidedly not anymore. And most of the time, Theo never gets to see the upcoming product line, because his boyfriend doesn't think to share them. He's always been short-sighted like that. But this time, Theo snatches the gilded letter from a superfluous-looking owl sporting a rather posh purple top hat, making a mental note that his own owl, Nyx, obviously needs a top hat now. A massive grin overtakes his face as he watches the preview advert flicker across the parchment. Mage Hand, a spectral floating bit of magic, made to give you an extra hand. Sure, it's probably to help with mundane things like laundry, but Theo has an imagination worthy of pulling the boy who lived into his bed every night. What are you doing, and why do you look like you've committed a crime and got away with it? His boyfriend strolls into the kitchen in low-slung pajama pants and naught else. It takes Theo a full minute to recover, an almost comical delay in hiding the marketing parchment in his pocket. Nothing, he says, drawing out the O as though that'll distract Harry. It doesn't. He narrows his eyes. Now I'm sure you're hiding something. Harry sits at the little nook while Theo pours him a cuppa and runs a hand through his impossible-to-tame hair. I don't know how many times I have to tell you. I'm an aura. You can't tell me when you're doing crime. I need plausible deniability. I don't know how many times I have to tell you. Being an aura is a job for plebs, and you, my love, are no pleb. He cracks that earnest grin Theo loves so much. Yes, darling, I know. I told you, I'm only doing this until something better comes along. Theo knows better than to argue. They have enough money to live comfortably with no jobs sucking the life out of them, but some insufferable and utterly gorgeous bellend doesn't like the idea of doing nothing but fuck for the rest of their lives. He's clearly wrong. This Christmas, with the help of Mage Hand, maybe he can prove it. So what am I turning a blind eye to this time? Harry asks him, proffering a hand for the advert Theo stuffed in his pocket. Theo bats his hand away. Plausible deniability, remember? Harry merely groans and sips his tea, knowing better than to get between Theo and his brilliant ideas. I don't recall the guidelines, Georgie. Are we allowed to sell a prototype to the live-in boyfriends of our investors? Fred, the gumpy-looking one, holds a smooth, disembodied hand that's about the size of Theo's, if not a little larger. Can't just let these ideas loose in the world. Who knows what scheming swindlers will steal our ideas? The other twin, the handsome one, says with an emphatic nod. We'd never make any money if we handed out our brilliant ideas all willy-nilly. Fred begins to tuck the prototype mage hand behind the counter, but Theo interrupts him with a dramatic sigh. Gentlemen, please. He raises a hand to his heart, feigning upset. Do you truly believe Harry Potter, the boy who survived 7 years of murderous plots, would really share a flat and a bed with a swindler such as you've described? Sure, he's putting on airs a little, but from what Harry's told him, the Weasley entrepreneurs enjoy a little flair with their negotiations. Something about sprucing up the drabness of business, he'd said once. Well, not sure if you know this, Theodore. Harry's not exactly known for having great instincts, especially where trust is concerned. Like Snape. Moody turned Crouch. The twins look at each other and say at the same time, Dumbledore. They have a point, but Theo can't let them know how right they are. He forces a tight laugh at their antics and then swipes a finger over the counter and pretends to rub dust between his fingertips. Ah, but he was clever enough to invest in a lucrative business startup and trusted his partners to keep their little secrets on his behalf. Theo lifts a brow. And surely you daren't question that same man, who is too overworked to know how desperately he needs the assistance of an additional hand in his life. Fred and George look at one another, and Theo has the distinct feeling they're having a full conversation without saying a word. It's a bit unsettling. Finally, they turn to him with matching smiles, while Fred begins to wrap the spectral hand in festive paper. The mage hand will follow all commands without a somatic element.
Meaning I don't have to... I mean, Harry doesn't have to speak his commands to the hand itself.
This product keeps getting better, Theo thinks. He can surprise Harry with the hand without saying spells out loud that would clue him in on what comes next.
That's right, George affirms in a way that sounds like he knows exactly how clever he is. Simply tap your wand to the hand, and it will read your core magic straight from the wand. From then on, it creates a psychic link between you and it.
Theo's sincerely impressed, and unable to keep the awe from his voice as he says so.
That's advanced magic, far beyond the bounds of Hogwarts classes.
As Fred hands Theo the wrapped mage hand, the twins look smug and say,
We know.
Fred continues,
You'll have Harry provide his candid feedback within 2 weeks, per the agreement between investor and invested.
There's a spark of heat suddenly blossoming around Theo's abdomen. The idea of Harry writing a detailed review of his uses of the mage hand after being thoroughly debauched by it has him annoyed that Christmas is still a few days away.
I'll tie him to the desk until it's done, if that's what it takes.
Don't threaten him with too good a time, or we'll never get that review,
George winks.
If only he knew.
Their flat is dark, and Harry still isn't home from work. It's the third night this week, and at least the 10th night this month that he's worked late. Theo drinks from a long-stemmed wine glass, with a soft melody playing from the wireless network, and tea lights providing a cozy ambiance around him. He'd hoped to surprise Harry with a home-cooked meal, rather than their usual takeaway, but the stasis charm will only keep the dinner for so long. Sighing, Theo watches the flu. He builds up his argument for perhaps the 100th time, detailing all the little things that Harry misses because he's working so late and so hard. But when Harry clambers through the fireplace grate, his hair disheveled and glasses askew, with burn holes in his favorite robes, Theo doesn't have the heart to give him the telling off he'd been planning. Instead, he sets down his wine and greets Harry by the flue as he's removing his shoes. There's an air of exhaustion coalescing around him. His eyes are rimmed in dusky purple, and his shoulders are tense.
I know. Late again.
Harry's voice sounds as though it's been dredged through a sleeping potion. His lips are cracked. He hasn't been hydrating or looking after himself at all. Theo shakes his head, a small smile on his face.
I wasn't going to say anything. Why don't you take off your robes and let me draw you a bath?
Deep, forest green eyes shine from behind his askew glasses. Merlin, he looks almost in tears. It breaks Theo's heart, and as much as he wants to rage against the sheer inanity of the DMLE and Harry's job, that's not what his lover needs right now.
Yeah, that actually sounds great.
He begins shedding his clothes, using his wand to levitate them out of sight, and Theo hopes it's to the hamper where they belong, as he follows Theo toward the bath.
I thought you'd be upset with me again.
I can be upset and also want to take care of you, darling.
Theo fills the bath and whispers a spell to fill the tub with lavender-scented bubbles.
Those things aren't mutually exclusive, you know. Now get your delicious arse into the tub before I decide I'm the one who's had a rotten day and needs a bath.
When Harry sinks into the warm water, Theo summons a glass of wine.
I don't want to talk about it, Harry says, already so defensive. It's Christmas Eve and...
Theo runs his hands through Harry's hair and then taps him on the shoulder.
Scoot forward. You're a bath hog.
As he slides in behind him, Theo wraps his legs around Harry's and forces him to lean back against his chest.
Now, we'll have none of your caterwauling about how hard your day was or how terrible it's been. I don't want to hear about it. Tell me something else. Like, what you want for Christmas.
He can hear the little smile in Harry's voice. It makes everything better.
Caterwauling? Really?
Shrugging, Theo begins kneading the knots in his shoulders.
Have you ever listened to yourself when you rant? Unpleasant to the ears. Like a shrill cat.
The water around them shakes from Harry's laughter, and his muscles melt in relief. Pressing a kiss to the spot where his shoulder meets his neck, Theo wraps his arms around Harry's chest.
"Still didn't tell me what you want for Christmas," he whispers just behind Harry's ear.
"Is it cheesy if I tell you that all I want for Christmas is you?"
"Yes, but that doesn't mean I don't like to hear it. Besides..."
Theo slips his hand down to the growing erection between Harry's legs.
"That's easily arranged. You drink your wine, and let me take care of the rest."
"Happy Christmas, boy wonder."
Theo places his gift on Harry's lap and tries to squash the squirming excitement in his veins. It's taken all his willpower not to show him the gift in the days leading up to Christmas. He would have done it the night before, but Harry needed tender care, not the frankly filthy things Theo had in mind for this gift.
"The way you're looking at me, I'm afraid of what you've done."
Harry's dull fingernails rip at the paper, and though he sounds uneasy, he's got an eager smile on his face. If Theo could change anything, it would be the past Christmases where his loving, sweet boyfriend had been treated as an afterthought. Hell, the first year they were together and Theo gifted him a simple black jumper damn near made him cry. He'd love to wrap his hands around the throats of that family of his. Shame Harry won't allow it. Theo picks his battles.
"I promise you'll love it, darling. Would I ever steer you wrong?"
Well...
He's the slowest gift opener on the planet, and it's damn near impossible not to rip it open for him. Still, Harry takes his time. As always. "There was that time you spiked our fire whiskey with an aphrodisiac, and we didn't leave the bed for 3 days. And that one time you got us both stuck to the shower wall with that sticking charm."
"Psh!"
Theo rolls his eyes. "You know you loved it. I do believe both times you begged for my cock like a..." "Like what?" Harry would never find out, because he begins to laugh, cutting off what Theo was saying.
"What's so funny?"
Offended, Theo tries to yank the mage hand from Harry, but he's too slow. Fucking seeker reflexes. Ugh. Hot 99% of the time? Not so hot now.
"You know, it's improper to laugh at a gift when the boyfriend who's given it to you is sitting right here."
"Oh, no, I'm sorry."
Harry stifles his laugh, not well enough, in Theo's opinion, and holds the mage hand aloft.
"It's just, your gift to me is a... well, it's a hand. What am I supposed to do with it, exactly?"
There are moments in Theo's life where he chooses to rise above. This is not one of those moments. With a wicked gleam in his eye, and the sudden, feral need to show Harry exactly what the hand should be used for, Theo swipes the hand from Harry and taps it with his wand. The mage hand floats towards Harry's lap on Theo's internal command. Harry simply watches it with a blank, unimpressed sort of look.
Stroke him.
Theo isn't an idiot. He'd tested the product out on himself while Harry was at work the other day. He knows how it works, knows how the magic feels when it plucks at his core and does his bidding. The hand wraps around Harry's soft cock through his blue Father Christmas pajamas and strokes him gently.
"Theo, what the shit?"
Harry asks, standing up and unable to hide that he's aroused by this turn of events.
"What the actual... oh!"
Eyes darkening, Theo watches as Harry's hips cant just a bit towards the hand.
"We should play with your new toy on Christmas, shouldn't we? It's a prototype from the twins. I took the liberty of agreeing to a review of the product. We'll need to test it thoroughly."
"Harder."
The hand tightens around Harry's clothed erection, now straining against the one button placard that hides it.
"Faster."
"Come here," Theo requests quietly, eyes fixated on his boyfriend's every heave of breath as he obeys.
"Not so funny now, is it?"
"It's bloody brilliant," he practically moans. "Fuck, it feels exactly like your hand. It does that twisty thing you do and... oh, yes."
Smirking, Theo cups Harry's jaw and pulls him in for a heated kiss. Licking into his mouth, he groans in appreciation of the little noises Harry's trying to hold back. As Theo caresses his tongue and nibbles his lip, he trails a hand down to the elastic of Harry's pajama bottoms.
"I want you naked and on your knees for me. Can you do that, love?"
He's never seen Harry move faster.
"Pull it out."
Theo cards his fingers through Harry's hair, then tugs at the roots gently.
"Don't come until you're told. Do you understand?"
Harry nods, placing a sweet little kiss on the tip of his straining cock. He silently instructs the mage hand to wrap around Harry's weeping cock, to tug it slowly. As Harry's mouth pops open around a gasp, he slips his erection between his lips and groans appreciatively at the feel of the wet heat welcoming him in. When Harry sucks him off, the stars align. Supernovas could implode the heart of London, and Theo wouldn't even notice. The heat, the spark, as though a thousand suns are coming together in the swell of his abdomen, ready to explode with every firm stroke of Harry's tongue against his shaft. He takes him deep, until Theo feels the clench of the back of his throat, and with a desperate moan, he tightens his grasp on his hair and claims his mouth the way he'll later claim his arse. Each moan and gag from Harry draws Theo's balls up, a tightness that's heavy and tingly at the same time. He's going to come if he carries on. He glances down between Harry's legs, where the mage hand is stroking faster the closer Theo comes to release. Pulling away, he already misses the volcanic cavern of Harry's throat and the way it gripped him so deliciously.
"Up on the sofa," he orders Harry, voice rough and low.
He non-verbally summons the lube from the bedroom and squeezes it on his fingers. Harry's presenting himself on all fours, but Theo taps the meat of his arse cheek.
"No, I want you to face me. Spread your legs for me, darling."
Draco once asked him,
"Why Potter?"
And while Theo's not one to kiss and tell, nor one to get off on radical displays of power, it is an irrefutable fact that bossing around the boy who lived while he's naked and leaking beads of pre-cum on a pristine white sofa is an experience he'd rather die than give up. Theo knew he'd marry Harry on their first date. He knows it and reaffirms it every single day. With Harry splayed beneath him, Theo silently orders the mage hand to wrap around his throat. Gently. Just enough to restrict the measliest bit of airflow. Harry's eyes are wide, darkened to a deep evergreen, as he watches Theo apply lube liberally. Nothing tops the moment of filling Harry the first time. Intoxicating, feeling the grip of his muscles urging him deeper.
"You feel utterly divine. Fuck, yes."
"Fuck me harder," he begs Theo with a pathetic, raspy whimper.
"Please, God, I need to come."
Theo wraps a lubricated hand around Harry's shaft and worships it with tight strokes. He plunges forward until his thighs are flat against Harry's, moaning as his vision pulses with the beat of his heart.
"Oh, sweetheart, I think you like being choked,"
Theo chuckles as his cock is squeezed to the point his balls tighten, ready for release.
"You know, we'd have more time to experiment with things like this if you quit your job. Would you like that? Using this mage hand to choke you while I explore your body in any way that suits me? Make you my little cock sleeve while I allow a silly little toy to get you off?"
"Yes, yes, that's what I want. Please." Theo's not going to last long. Every pulverizing thrust of his hip sends a current of dizzying electricity down his spine. Harry's cock is weeping all over his belly, drenching his fingers as he slides them roughly over its ridges and veins.
"You want to come for me?"
Theo asks breathlessly, feeling the bubble burst. The eruption is nigh, like a volcano about to erupt.
"Come for me. Come, now."
With his hips jerking up, seeking as much friction as possible, a string of erratic curse words that make no sense fill the otherwise quiet flat. Harry seeks his relief like a wanton tart, Theo's favorite version of the savior of the wizarding world.
That's it. Take it. Take what you want. He growls through his molars and gives the mage hand one last instruction. Harder. Fuck, you're so beautiful with a hand wrapped around your throat.
As Harry comes, spurts of white coating his stomach and Theo's hand, the mage hand squeezes his throat until the only noises coming from him are desperate gasps. It's when Theo sees the whites of Harry's eyes that he relents the magic and pulses come deep in Harry's arse. His body wobbles, hands gripping the sofa so he doesn't crush Harry under his weight. He releases Harry's cock, but stays buried in the comforting, wet heat. It's the only thing keeping him grounded while his brain struggles to catch up in its frenzied haze. Gently, he lowers his body over Harry's to kiss him with luxurious desire. As Harry catches his breath below him, Theo tosses the mage hand aside and runs his fingers over every inch of his body he can reach.
"Hi, darling," Theo whispers, once Harry's tremors subside. "Are you well?"
Licking his lips, Harry gives a little nod.
"Fine, yeah. Fucking spent." "Rest," Theo commands, much stricter than all the other orders he's given Harry today.
His fingertips trail along the planes of Harry's cheekbones, down to the red finger marks on his neck.
"Let me take care of you tonight. A Christmas gift from me to you."
A small smile lifts Harry's face.
"Whatever you need, love."
And just like that, Theo knows his lover understands him far better than anyone else. Because it's true. He needs this. To care for Harry. To make sure he feels the deep, enduring love that Theo has for him. Maybe Harry won't quit his job. But at the very least, Theo knows he can take the shitty days and make them bearable. He places a sweet kiss to the corner of Harry's lips and drags him off to the bedroom so he can properly look after him the rest of Christmas Day. New Year's Eve doesn't get better than this. It's quite the turn of events. Theo's wrists are bound after a sudden and delicious display of power by Harry. Theo was shoved to the bed, wrists captured in the mage hand, while Harry crawled up his body and nipped at every little divot of muscle along his torso. And now, here he is, writhing between Harry's thighs, cock buried deep in his arse. He loves the way Harry kisses his neck after he comes, like he's trying to sop up every vibrant drop of post-orgasmic euphoria that ekes out of Theo's pores. But nothing is better than hearing his hoarse, breathless voice in his ear.
"I quit my job today."
The universe comes to a screeching halt. Somehow, Theo's rock hard again. His hands are still bound, and that just won't do.
"Release the mage hand," he says,
an authoritative edge when there was none only a moment ago. Instead of obeying, Harry circles his hips with a satisfied, cheeky smile on his face.
No, I think I quite like you like this.
Hot, tight muscles squeeze his cock, and it strains so hard Theo thinks he might faint. He tries to tug his wrists from the mage hand, but there's no give.
"Potter," he breathes out,
his balls aching with need once again.
This is, fuck, just like that, yes.
With Harry riding him, his filthy purrs of pleasure echoing around through his head, Theo's ready to explode. He wants to grab him by the waist, slam him down, tell him to come while his hand is wrapped around his cock. But he's stuck, taking what Harry gives, a position Theo doesn't find himself in often. And fuck, does he like it.
"Fuck, yes, fuck yourself on me. Like that. Merlin, you're so hot when you take control."
Theo begins to stutter, his words shambling out of his mouth in nonsensical drips of ragged breathing and cursing. Warm spurts across his lean torso as Harry moans in his ear. The hot cum is slick between their bodies. Harry lifts up, heavy-lidded eyes snagging on Theo as he clenches his glutes.
"Come for me," he demands, softly.
And what is Theo supposed to do but acquiesce with a choked grunt and feral arch of his hips?
Holy shit, Potter, that was..."
A proud smirk lifts his lover's cheek as he carefully crawls beside Theo and wraps his arms around his chest. The mage hand releases his wrists and floats to their bedside table. Just over Harry's flyaway hair, Theo catches the clock on the wall. Only moments before midnight.
"You know, with all this free time on your hands, we could do more of this. I think you liked being in control."
His fingers trail up the peaks and valleys of Harry's spine, gently caressing him as he nuzzles further against his chest.
"Now tell me that I was right, and how clever I am."
He doesn't, of course. Instead, Harry shuts him up with a deep, languid kiss as the clock strikes 12.